Well, there is nothing that can warm you up on a winter's day like a bowl of chili. And lucky for me, here and now, resident chef Kathy Guntz joins me in the studio with a few of her chili creations. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, now I am a big fan of chili. I actually make I would call it a five-alarm turkey chili.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Occasionally, especially when it's cold. But let's start with, what is chili?
Well, in the time we have allotted, we're not going to get to an answer. There are so many definitions. Let's begin by saying that people can't even decide how to spell it.
Okay.
Is it C-H-I-L-I? Is it C-H-I-L-L-I? Now, a C-H-I-L-E is a pepper,
a
spicy
country.
Pepper, and it's a country, and it's many things. And then the question becomes, is it a soup? Is it a stew? Merriam-Webster calls it, ready for this, a thick sauce of meat and chili peppers. Clearly not food writers. There's also a whole regional aspect to this. For instance, many people are familiar with chili con carne, which is like chili with meat. The distinguishing quality of that is it has no beans. Then there's Cincinnati chili, which is served on top of, drum roll,
pasta,
spaghetti,
yep.
Or hot dogs. It gets better. And supposedly that originated with Slavic Macedonian immigrants from Greece in the 1920s, and it uses cinnamon and chocolate and allspice. Then I know you love this, chili verde from the Southwest.
Green chilies, New Mexico green chilies.
Exactly, with the hatch chilies.
Yep.
That's the classic pepper
for
chili verde and tomatillas. Then there's a red chili from Oklahoma. Then there's vegetarian chili from the 1970s. Maybe California, maybe not.
Well, let's start there because
okay.
You've got a vegetarian chili right here in front of me.
I do indeed. And many people would say it's not chili unless it has meat. And I would take exception with it. This is a combination of great winter vegetables, butternut squash, sweet parsnips, leeks, onions, and I added chickpeas. And the seasonings have chili powder, cinnamon, ginger, cilantro, and hot pepper sauce. And you'll see on the side, there's a condiment for this. I roasted chickpeas with cumin, ginger, and cinnamon, and chili powder. And what that does is it adds a great texture to these fairly soft but delicious and colorful vegetables, and it just punches up all the flavors that are already in the chili.
You can also, of course, put your own hot sauces on top of chili. You've got one for me right here, which looks great.
That's wonderful.
Cayenne Burn organic fermented hot sauce.
And I didn't make them five alarm, even though I know your penchant
for... Well, let me just try a
little bit. Yeah, give it a punch. Because all of these chilies can be custom designed to make it mild, medium, or as you put it, five alarm. Right?
Let's see if I'll be able to get through the rest of the segment.
Yeah, right.
It's got a little bit of an aftertaste of heat. Okay, what about this one in the middle, Kathy?
The one in the middle, I believe, is the chorizo chili. Chorizo being a Portuguese sausage that's known for its heat. And this is with salsa verde and white beans. So I sauteed onions and garlic, added the chorizo sausage out of the casing. I added a jalapeno or a green chili, cilantro, and I added bottled salsa verde that you would get at Trader Joe's or anywhere, and some chicken broth. And then again, you can add any topping you want. You'll see that I have a huge plate in front of you with everything from hot sauces to cilantro to chili peppers, sour cream, lime. I really love that.
And then you've got a beef chili here as
well. I do. I have a beef, beer, and chili, as I call it. This is super hearty. It's made with beef stewing meat and ground meat, a ton of spices, and I used a bottle of beer because the beer flavor goes really well with the beef and then some crushed tomatoes.
You just pour the beer right in.
Right in. What
kind of beer did you use?
What kind of beer did I use? It was fairly dark, as I recall.
Something from Maine?
No, I don't know if it was. It should have been. Local. And then with this, I love to add a little grated aged cheddar cheese, a dollop of sour cream, because these chilies tend to be very dark, so it's fun to have colorful accompaniments.
I can taste the beer. I will say that sometimes when I'm making chili, I will pour in some red wine as well.
Yep, you can do that also. That's because you're a Coco Van guy.
That's right.
You can't get away from that. But the beer really marries well. And I love that there's two cuts of beef in there, that there's these chunks of beef and then the ground beef makes it super hearty for a very cold winter night.
One of the things about chili that's so great is that you can make it, have it, and then have leftovers. But maybe you get sick of it after a couple of days. Can you freeze it?
Absolutely. Dare I tell you that I made these last week and they were in my freezer and I defrosted them last night and they almost taste better to me the way that stews improve with time. They can be frozen absolutely for well over a month. I think it would be really fun during these really, you know, cold, short winter days to have a chili party and make all three of these and put out a big plate with all of these toppings. And then whatever you have left over, you pop in the freezer and you'll have another meal or two.
That is Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. And we will have all of Kathy's chili recipes, including, I would say my favorite might be the chorizo with the green chili.
I knew you were going to go that way.
It'll all be at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.